Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A tale of childhood fantasy and bravery is shared in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts is set to open its production of the show on May 3rd. More on the upcoming show, it's Walter Allen with the SYAA. Walter, always good to catch up with you.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Well, the story is enjoyed by child and adult alike. Well, tell us about this production.
Well, this production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is helmed by Kathy Earhart Webb, who is our Director of Outreach and Arts Education. And she recently came back as a full-time employee of SYAA in December, and we're thrilled to have her back and at the helm of this show. And one of the things that she's done with this production is to really focus on C.S. Lewis's original words. She wanted to use those words to really capture the struggle between what was really happening during World War II and when the children were being sent away from the city to the countryside for sanctuary from the Blitz, and this fantastical world that these children find themselves in which there is a conflict as well between the White Witch and Aslan the Lion for control of the world of Narnia.
How has this project been able to condense the story in light of the rolling adventure that many of us have seen in the motion picture?
Well, as you know, if you've seen the motion picture, it's full of different scenes and sets and areas of Narnia, and it's there's no way to create that much scenery on stage. So what she's done is she's used narrators who have kind of become the lead of the show, and they lead the audience through the beauty of Lewis's descriptions of Narnia. They give the audience insight into kind of what the characters are thinking and how they're processing things, and they not only tell the story, but they kind of become part of the story. And in doing so, they wrap the audience up and have them become part of the story as well.
Tell us about the work that went into creating the set design for the show.
One of the things that Kathy is brilliant at doing is finding ways to utilize the space in the theater. And what she's done is not only utilize the stage space, but we've utilized many of the levels that exist around the stage, in the audience, off to the sides, above platforms. Even little nooks and crannies over to the side become caves and passageways. And in doing so, you know, the audience is not just watching the show, but they're surrounded by it. And you become part of the action in that way.
Well, how has costuming been addressed for the show?
Kathy has overseen costumes along with Sally McConnell. And, you know, you might expect, you know, with fawns and lions and squirrels and wolves, that you might expect these big furry bodysuits, you know, cartoonish-like, but that's not the case. What she's done is juxtapose 40s London with medieval fantasy by emphasizing the human actor with just touches of animal characters. They might have ears that they wear, or they might have minimal makeup, but it really allows the human actor to shine through.
There's not just the wardrobe that appears during the show, but also one kind of leading to the entrance that people will really get their own feel of walking into the world of Narnia.
Yeah, as you come into the lobby, we had a cabinet maker, Robert Dunham of Baskin, who created this beautiful piece of cabinetry for us that's living in our lobby right now. I say living because it is this living work of art, because not only you come in and you kind of get the sense that you're in a Victorian living room or house, but you can actually go through the wardrobe and find your way into your own little Narnia. And that complements the wardrobe that is on our stage, a centerpiece of the show that was built by some of our theater dads, including Nick Nayland, Kevin Webb, Mike Webb, and Mark Jolly. So it's an interesting way to come into the theater.
Does this production incorporate musical selections performed by cast members?
This production includes not only, you know, the standard things that you would expect to see in a straight play, but we've pulled some classical pieces that are live sung by some of our cast, and that was done by our sound designer and assistant director, Amber Medlin. We have some dance pieces that appear in the show. This was choreographed by our choreographer and makeup designer, Aaron Ham Harper. And there is a battle, a great battle, between Aslan and the White Witch and their camps. And that was choreographed by our fight choreographer, C.J. Dutroux. So there are some exciting action sequences and music and dance that will really get your heart pumping and get you involved.
You mentioned the narrators kind of portray the leads. Share about the rest of the cast for this performance.
Well, in addition to some of our narrators, Robert McCandlish, Michaela Jolly, Elena Webb, and Sarah Catherine McCallum, who do a brilliant job leading the cast through the show, you have Aslan the Lion, who's played by two of our regular leading actors, Sam Coleman and Gray Hall. And you have the White Witch, who comes to life because of the talents of Aslan Tucker and Victoria Stefan. They're very talented, very experienced, and they really bring these larger-to-life characters to life on the stage.
Well, on another note, less than a month away from school being out, share on some of the summer workshops being hosted by SYAA.
We have a vast array of programs this summer, including 6 one-week camps that are geared toward ages 5 through 12. Each week has a different theme and has a different focus, and it's just exciting. We're thrilled to have the kids signing up for that already. We also have 4 intensive camps that range the gambit from Shakespeare to musical theater, film, and even a little bit of Doctor Who thrown in there for ages 10 to 18. So we have something for the young ones, something for the middles, and even something for our older students to really take hold of and enjoy this summer. And you can find out about all of those, plus tickets to Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe at our website, which is www.StrausYouthAcademyForTheArts.com, or you can call our box office at 812-7922.
Walter, thank you so much for joining us.
Bob, thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lagniappe on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.